在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Passage 66. 1. According to US researchers, what are babies actually doing when staring at the television? They are 2. What did Mame's team already know before testing on television? Babies could watch for cues about the world. 3. In the test, what would the infant do if the actor seemed disgusted at an object? He would... 4. Baby watching TV. Babies are not just passing idle time when they stare goggle-eyed at the television. They are actually learning about the world, according to US researchers. Parents may want to limit what their infants see on television, based on the study led by Donna Mame, assistant professor of psychology at Tufts University in Boston. The study result shows children as young as 12 months are making decisions based on the emotional reactions of adults around them. It turns out they can also use emotional information they pick up from television. This means that adults might want to think twice before they speak in a harsh or surprising tone, or let an infant see television programs meant for an older person. Mame's team already knew that babies could watch other children and adults for cues about the world. A mother urging her baby to eat some yummy soup, or a brother crying in fear when a dog approaches, can influence an infant's reaction. Mame's team tested babies to determine if television has the same influence, showing actors reacting on a videotape to objects, such as a red spiral letter holder, a blue bumpy ball, and a yellow garden hose attachment. Babies aged 10 months or 12 months were later given the same objects to play with. 10-month-olds did not seem to be influenced by the videos, but the 1-year-olds were. When the actors acted neutrally or positively to an object, the babies happily played with them. But if the actor had seemed afraid or disgusted, the infant would avoid the object.
Goggle-eyed. Emotional. Harsh. Cue. Spiral. Hose. Attachment. Neutrally. Disgusted.
Go on with your story, Dad. I'm all ears.
It's too late. Go to bed. We can go on tomorrow.